Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast on this Friday afternoon, snowy Friday afternoon. Well, we've been spending our time in Romans chapter 16. I hope it's been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me. Anytime I turn to the Word of God, God always speaks to my soul. Feeds my soul, illuminates my soul, empowers my soul. Grateful we are to God for his word. Let's read Romans 16, 17, and 18, but we're working out of verse 18. Verse 17 and 18 go together. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. By good words. Notice good words. good words being used by bad men. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, what a blessing, what a privilege, what an honor to be called your children. We draw near to you because you saved us. You saved us from sin. You saved us from sickness, from death, from the devil, from eternal damnation. And last but not least, you saved us from ourselves. How we praise you, Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Bless us, O God. We have come here today with great expectation to hear from you. Bless us. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Now, we've been looking at this change of tone by the Apostle Paul. He is alarmed with prophetic insight. He sees what's coming. Anytime God is doing a good work among his people, Satan shows up to also sow tares. Who are the tares? The tares are false brethren, false ministers. Anytime God's got something good going on in a town, in a village, in a hamlet, in a city, as the gospel preachers go forth sowing the seeds, Satan follows sowing his seed. So as Paul concludes his letter to the Romans, he says to them, now, brethren, here's some advice to those of you, my brothers and sisters, who I love. Keep an eye out for those who would want to split you up into small groups. Because by splitting you up into small groups, the next step would be to conquer you. Mark those. Keep an eye on those whose work it is, whose assignment it is, whose specialty it is, that every place they go, they cause divisions and offenses. They bait traps. This they did not learn from Jesus. This is contrary to the doctrine that you have learned from us who learned it from the Lord. Concerning such people, I tell you, avoid them. Separate yourselves from them. Have nothing to do with them. For these people do not serve the body of Christ. They do not serve the sheep. They do not serve the membership, nor do they serve the Lord Jesus Christ. What they serve is their own carnal appetites. They serve their own bellies. And by good words. These two English words, good words, is a compound Greek word, Christologia, Christo. Christologia, tologia. Logia has to do with message or teaching or doctrine or philosophy. Logia. This is where we get the word pneumatology or the word soteriology or the word bibliology. Notice the logia, the lology, the logia, the discourse, the message, the doctrine of the Bible, the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. So Cristo, Cristo. The word Cristo is kind, good, pleasant, friendly. Again, let me repeat those. The word Cristo falls into the category of describing something that is kind, kind words. When these false teachers come among you, they use kind words. Or, as it says here in the King James, good words. Another translation would be pleasant words. Another translation would be friendly words. So again, friendly, kind, pleasant, good. Christologia. Good words. Profitable words. Fitting words. So notice, the people who are here described are people who some way, somehow, worm their way into being in front of the people. They're not content with sitting in a pew. They're not content with sitting in the audience. They're not content with sitting with the congregation or the church members. These people want to worm their way up to the platform. They want to worm their way up behind some podium, behind some microphone. The ultimate goal is visibility. They want visibility. They want to be seen, and they want to be heard. When they are heard, they use good speech or good words or kind speech or kind words or pleasant speech or pleasant words or friendly speech or friendly words. And the reason why they use Cristo words or these words that we've described is to disarm you. They want you, listen, they're coming with love. We love you in the Lord. Oh, you're so special in the Lord. You're so wonderful in the Lord. And they're so friendly. But beware of their embrace. Beware of their kindness. Beware of their pleasantries. Because these words are used to do what? To gain an advantage. This is all a charade. By good words or by eloquent, articulate, persuasive, public speaking. These people have silver tongues, smooth tongues. They have a skill with words. They have a skill with presentation. They're good at it. And since they're good with words and they're good orators and they're good public speakers and they're quite entertaining and they're quite pleasant and they're quite friendly and they're quite amicable, they do what? They gain access into the hearts of the people. But this gaining of access is only for betrayal. Of course, listen to me. Wolves don't come in letting you know what their designs are for you. They don't tell you. They listen, when the wolf met Little Red Riding Hood in the forest, when he caught her by herself, and he began to speak to her, and he began to talk to her, and he used all of these wonderful words in speaking to Little Red Riding Hood. He was disarming her, and he was finding out her agenda for the day. Where are you going? Why are you out here by yourself? Where's your mom and dad? Who are you going to see? What's in that basket? You see, and the wolf who could have eaten Little Red Riding Hood right then and there was friendly to her. He was nice to her. He did not pounce on her. Did not jump on her. He was pleasant. He was kind. He was friendly. He was good. But that was not the case at Grandma's house. That was the case in the woods. At Grandma's house, as Little Red Riding Hood was asking him the questions, what big eyes you have? Remember that? And what big teeth you have? Remember that when she says, oh, Grandma, what big eyes you have? Grandma, what big teeth you have? Well, then when it was too late, when Little Red Riding Hood was isolated and by herself and at the opportune time, after having devoured Grandma, he devoured Little Red Riding Hood. Why? Because these are savage wolves. They spare not the flock. You think he just ate Grandma. You think his stomach would be full. No. Their bellies are never full. Wolves love carnage. They love the smell of spilt blood. When they smell blood, they go into a frenzy. When they smell congregational blood, when they smell pastor's blood, when they smell deacon's blood, when they smell trustee's blood, when they smell membership blood, the wolf pack goes into a frenzy. But before that, it's all kristologia. It's all friendly words and kind words and pleasant words and good words. Everything's good until the moment of attack. Come with good words in order to mask their real intentions. So we're going to leave it there, and we're going to come back tomorrow, because tomorrow we want to discover what is fair speeches. Because it's not just by good words. It's not just by good words. They also mix in there fair speeches. Fair speeches. So let's find out. Let's come back tomorrow and find out what that is. But my brothers and sisters, this is why we have to keep and stay watchful. Because Paul said, mark them. Keep an eye out for them. Why? Because they are coming. God bless you, saints.
If people care about people, Jesus would be seen. And if people would help other people, Jesus would be seen. And if people would love one another, they would love. But if people would learn to love people, caring for each other's needs, then God will be someone the world can know. And Jesus will be. Thank you. one another, they would love.